After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Oh, my God. So if you guys are watching on YouTube, first of all, we have to address the elephant in the room. Obviously, we are not at the studio right now. There are some real things happening in the world. So we are all in our houses, being safe. Making sure we are having our social distancing by different miles of variations of where we are in LA. But these are real times, and I know it might sound weird that we want to talk about television, but we want to take your guys' minds off of the craziness for just 45 minutes, 30 minutes, however long this is, and just talk about one of our favorite shows, because it is a weird time, but we can find, you know, camaraderie with each other and just have fun and laugh and talk about our favorite shows just to take our mind off of this craziness for just 30 minutes even. But with that being said, I'm Allie, and I don't know how this is going around in a circle, so I'll introduce you, Veronica Valencia. What's going on?
Hey, Allie.
And hey, Carla Beltran. She's got glowing skin.
Thank you. Hi.
How are you guys doing? Everybody great?
Yeah.
Yes, as we can be.
I know. It's crazy times. But this episode was, I feel like it was definitely very Sutton-centric, which was great. And I was really excited about that. But how do we feel? Overall thoughts?
I think this is one of my favorite episodes of the year, of the season so far. Only because I think we finally started getting some answers to things that we want.
Yeah,
Not agree. Even more.
I liked this episode. I thought it was very good. I really enjoyed just kind of like the fun that we got to saw with that we got to see with the girls. I will admit though that obviously there's one storyline in particular, Allie, I know we're gonna get into this because you've been bringing it up the entire time, that we finally got the answer to, but it kind of just made me really dislike this storyline overall, and obviously we'll get into that.
Definitely. I think I know exactly what you're talking about. And I was trying to like figure out, should I end the end our podcast section or YouTube with this, or should I start it? And I think I really want to jump off and talk about the whole Jane and Ryan situation. One, because I've been waiting for this for months now. We've been waiting to see like, what is the secret? And I did think it was going to be worse, because I feel like we kind of assumed as audience members that Ryan had obviously slept with another woman. But I think Jane, obviously, like she said, she really felt like she was lying to herself and knew all along that he really did full on cheat, not just kiss somebody. He full on cheated. How do we feel about this huge reveal that she's kind of been holding on to stress for a while, and it finally has come to the forefront?
Well, I was actually extremely excited. Is it a weird form to describe it? I was actually really excited to see him kind of come forward and finally say what he's been wanting to say, because we've been waiting and we kind of already had a feeling of what had happened, but we weren't really sure. So it was very disappointing to actually hear the truth, because obviously the truth is always hurts. But it was also like kind of what Jacqueline said, that the truth always makes you stronger. So it's going to be really interesting to see where Jane is going to take this moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for me in particular, I think like I agree with you, Carla, in that I was very happy that we finally got to see what he's been hiding, because the show has been dragging this particular secret this entire season. And by this point, as you both have said, we've kind of already had an idea of what they were hinting at. For me personally, I kind of don't like that they kind of made this situation, like basically made Brian lie and had something more happen, because I really liked the storyline of Jane and Ryan, where he came out and he told her, and Jane was able to kind of take him back and want to work on their relationship. I thought that was a very good storyline, because it kind of shows like, oh, maybe what you tell you, because it's like, oh, you tell yourself one thing, but you never know how you're going to actually react until you're put into that situation. I thought that was such an interesting storyline to tell. And I was hoping that they would be able to show us how they work on their relationship from that. So I'm kind of bummed that it's like, oh, they gave us this really cool storyline. Now they're basically retreating and having it end up as if it were going to end up without that little like lesson in the middle. So I was kind of bummed. Like, I was really hoping that it wouldn't come to this point.
Yeah, I definitely get where you're coming from, because I know you did really appreciate the fact that, okay, we can accept that you've made a mistake and let's move on from it. But then there's always that thing in the back of your mind. And I think that's kind of what they were trying to accentuate, is like, okay, she knew she was going to have problems with this all along. Like, she wanted to accept that he messed up. But I think she always knew that she wasn't going to be okay with getting back with him. Like, she always knew there was going to be like that, like, thought in her head, like, what if he does this again? And I think we kind of noticed that a couple episodes ago, or like closer to the beginning of the season. We were wondering like, okay, she clearly isn't okay with it. She was having all those dreams. And I think something that I think they're trying to really capture in the storyline is women to trust their instincts. Because she really had known for a really long time, like, there's something he's not telling me. And I'm like, she was trying to figure it out in the dreams, like trying to see if that had anything to do with what she was going on personally. And it really was that she knew deep down in her heart that she needed to just trust her instincts and be okay with that. But with that being said, do you think that she's going to kind of move on from this and put Ryan in the past? Or do you think that this is something they're going to try to work through?
I feel like at this point she might kind of put Ryan in the past, because they've already tried to do that storyline where they show Jane and Ryan moving on from a mistake, and this is kind of the end result. So I don't know if they can really go back and do that. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that at this point, it's like, as an audience member, I think we're kind of over Pinstripe, and like, you made your bed, you're laying in it, like, but I will say I've been predicting this for weeks now, that like there was this deep, dark secret about his book tour. I totally thought that his book wasn't successful. So I was totally wrong in that department. It was really just a relationship thing and he lied. But yeah, I think that this is maybe just like the end of this relationship, and Jane's going to become stronger for it. And I think it'll be interesting the way that they're going to show her go through all of this. She's about to go through like a double mastectomy. Like, this isn't going to be easy for her, going through a breakup one and going through something so personally, you know, traumatizing in a sense, you know, she's going.
Yeah. I just kind of hope that they don't do the same thing with Pinstripe that they're doing with Adina. I think that like, one thing, like, a problem that the show has is that it kind of keeps, it wants to keep the same characters, but like, kind of keeps bringing problems up that in reality wouldn't be solved as easily as they are solved on the show, which I think has probably been one of the biggest mistakes of the show this season. So I kind of like, it is disappointing as an audience member to see that, like, obviously you want to, these girls are setting a really good example. And I agree with you, Veronica, where like, oh, it would have been really nice to just kind of get that storyline and like, you know, have them get their happy ending. But now that it's like changed, I kind of hope that they are like, okay, well, this is a character that we can just get rid of and say goodbye to. And I hope that they don't try and hold on to him and have him like kind of keep showing up, because I don't think it would be like, it would be really interesting to see kind of how they would handle all of that.
I have a question for you girls.
Yeah.
Allie, you kind of brought up how this episode in particular was about, hey, Paco.
Jumped on top of the couch.
Oh, I can see his shadow. He's so cute. But how this episode primarily focused on women trusting their instincts. Do we think that, you know, the storyline for this particular storyline would have been better if Jane followed her instincts and Ryan, all Ryan had done was kiss someone? Or do you think it, you know, or do you think the storyline might be kind of ruined because it's like they had him sleep with someone, or what do you think?
I think it was kind of ruined in a way.
I don't think it was, only because I feel like I've been there before where I didn't trust my instincts. But then at the end of the day, when I was proven that my instincts were right all along, I learned a massive amount. And that relationship really, really helped me go into the next one. So I feel like that's kind of us showing Jane that she's going to take this as a learning lesson to be able to move on to her next relationship. That's what I think personally. Like, I think that Jane has a lot going for her, and we saw that this episode.
Maybe we'll see the doctor back, you guys.
Maybe, because he was a good one. He was a good one. I think that, like, Jane's got so much going for her, and I think that this was a time for her character to realize, like, she's such a giver, and this was a time that she gave too much, and it was affecting her emotionally, and so she needed to trust her instincts and move on. And I think that's kind of where we're seeing this shift with her get 30 under 30. She now has her own vertical. Like, she's a boss now. I mean, not that she wasn't a boss lady before, but, like, she's a full-on boss, is going to have to manage her own team. So I feel like that's kind of the shift in her character now that we're going to see, and I'm excited for it.
Yeah, I kind of hope that she just kind of becomes single and manages everything on her own, and everything kind of goes the way it should for her, you know, because she deserves better.
Yeah, which is really exciting, because I cannot wait to see her smash this own new vertical that she's going to be doing. It's really exciting. And we've just seen her... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I hope that we get to see a little bit more of her writing this upcoming season, or, like, end.
I agree, because I feel like we did get that a lot in, like, the first couple seasons. Like, her and Jacqueline had a lot of one-on-one time to discuss, like, what the article was and what she had to say. So that would be fun to get more from that. But yeah, exciting things to come for Jane. I don't think this is a new beginning, and I think you are all right. And I think that this is going to kind of be putting Pinstripe kind of to the wayside for now. We're going to focus on Jane. Moving on to more fun relationship issues, or not really issues, but fun relationships, is Sutton getting married so quickly, and she has to tell the girls, like, I'm getting married this weekend. They were totally okay with it, seemed okay with it. But I felt it was kind of funny that we spent the entire bachelorette party trying to make amends with Alice. Were you guys excited for this, or were you kind of, like, hoping to get more of just, like, one-on-one with the girls?
Well, I'm going to stick to what I said last week, where I don't believe she's getting married at the bar. I don't think that they're not going to get married, because you guys know that I am team Suttered all the way. So I am not saying that they're never going to get married, but I am saying that I do not think that they're getting married next week, because everything, like, the way that everything played out, like, it's so not fair that her whole bachelorette party, she was just trying to track down Alice. I think if anything, it shows how much her work means to her, that she's willing to kind of sacrifice having a good time during her bachelorette party for her wedding, kind of saving Scarlett than anything else, you know? So it's like, she knows, like, I think that her doing this kind of proves her priorities. And I think that if you guys saw the promo, because I looked it up on a YouTube, Richard sees her before she walks down the aisle, which that's already bad luck. And he says something that's not really favorable. So I think that it wasn't fair at all. But I think that it was done on purpose, only because I don't think she's going to go forward with it. Which is kind of more a prediction, but that's just my thought.
Yeah, no, I kind of agree with what you're saying, Carla, and that I think that this, while it was, you know, while I did like the small moments of the girls kind of hanging out, I do feel like the majority of this episode was a setup to kind of be for Sutton to stay in the city, basically to kind of have that very big finale moment where she has to choose. Does she want to go with Richard to San Francisco like she kind of impulsively decided last episode, or is she going to stay in New York now that she has this really good opportunity at a job that she loves with coworkers that she loves, and you know, the opportunity to do what she's been striving to do her entire time? So I feel like, you know, the whole apologizing to Alice Knight thing was definitely just trying to
mainly set up for the big event that we're going to get in the finale. And I want to give a shout out to Logan Knight in our chat, who is saying Dr. Ben was good looking guy, but he was kind of boring. I do have to admit I was always more of a Pinstripe fan. And also he said, I like Sun and Richard, but I think they're getting married way too soon.
I agree with you, Logan. I couldn't agree with you more. I think that this relationship has been through so much to just get a bar wedding. I don't like that at all. So hopefully they redeem themselves and don't really go that route, because I wouldn't be satisfied with it. And you guys have probably noticed that we are working with technology and we're working with this new app to make sure that we're able to bring this to you guys live. We have seemed to lost Allie, which we will wait. Oh, I think she's coming back.
There, she's there. I got back. I don't know what happened. I'm sorry. Okay, I got you back.
Okay. But Carla, so you were talking about the bachelorette party. And you're going to get married.
Yeah, no, we don't think that she's going to get married. And I think that what I just said before I was explaining to people that you were gone is that I think that this relationship for the past 4 seasons has been through way too much to just get a like bachelor party that's so lame and a wedding at a bar. Excuse me. No, this relationship deserves better.
Wait, that is such a valid point.
So they're not getting married this season, you guys. Sorry to burst your bubble, because I'm also bursting my own bubble, but that's just not going to happen. And I'm okay with that because they deserve better.
I agree. I think that we all want that too. Like, we've dealt with so much of like them, you know, keeping their relationship like quiet and not being able to talk about it. Then they finally got to talk about it. And then they like rush into things. And it's like, we as an audience deserve a fun, magical, great wedding. And I think that would just be so fun, because I feel like it's something that Sutton never expected or thought for herself. And so for her to be able to like live that out, I just feel like it would be fun to see. But I don't know, I guess we'll have to wait and see for next week or whenever that wedding episode will be.
Yeah.
I also want to ask you girls this. Was I the only one slightly bothered in the beginning when Sutton wanted to talk to Oliver and Oliver was just kind of like, oh, it's okay? Like, there was no discussion of what exactly went wrong. There was, like, no talking about how Sutton made him feel or anything like that. It was just, like, dismissed and back to normal.
I think it's one of those things that when you're, like, oh, Carla's got something to call. I think it's something when you're with, like, when you have this, like, boss-assistant relationship, it's, like, when you mess up, the assistant knows they've messed up. Like, they know, and it, like, has clearly killed her. And I think Oliver was kind of to the point where he's like, listen, she already feels bad. I've already put her through enough distress by not talking to her. So I'll just let it go. I think it was kind of that.
Mm-hmm. I actually agree with you, Veronica. I did not like how this was handled at all, because this kind of reminds me again of what we were talking about a couple of weeks ago about how Kat can just solve anything. Like, any problem that comes out, Kat comes like to the rescue, which is very unbelievable, you know? So I think that the main reason why a lot of us loved the show in the beginning was because it was very relatable and we were able to understand it, you know? And this whole thing, I don't even mind if he would have just had like a 2-minute talk with her, or like, you know, maybe back and forth a couple of lines of dialogue where he says, you know what, you messed up and I've put you through a lot, but I understand, just make sure you don't do this again. Like, just something where, like, I feel like they are never really taught a lesson by somebody else, you know? And I think that that's what's the most bothersome thing, is that like Oliver didn't address the problem, which in real life that wouldn't actually happen. You know, in real life, you would actually sit down with somebody and have a legit conversation about like what happened, you know, are you not happy with your job or what's going on? Something more like, I think that they just like, I think that the show was like, okay, we had this problem, now time to brush it under, like, you know, under the rug and like just let it pass by, is kind of how I felt about the whole situation.
Yeah.
I agree with you guys in like one part of that statement, because it's like, I guess we have come accustomed to in this show seeing like conflict and resolution and seeing them get a lesson sometimes. Like, I feel like Sutton especially has kind of dealt with these moments where she gets told like, this is what you did wrong and this is how you should fix it. And I think we would have appreciated that. But then also to the other end of the spectrum, it's like, I feel like we kind of saw that like happening because she was so distressed, and like, but then it was kind of like, well, at the same time, the whole asking her to be the officiate while we're kind of solving one other issue felt like a lot at once. And I felt like we should have dealt with those two things totally separately. Like, we dealt in within like 5 seconds, they were asked to be bridesmaids, or not bridesmaids, maid of honor. They were told about the wedding. Oliver apologized and he was told he was going to officiate the wedding. So like, that's 4 main plot points of an episode that like we got thrown into 5 seconds. And I think that we just kind of were hoping that it would be dubbed out a little bit differently, but I think there must be something big coming that they had to shove all that into like a small amount of time. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I guess we can hope, but I will say,
this just kind of felt like another one of like this kind of totally felt at the same tone that of what they played when like the other girl charged all those drugs in the company card.
Yeah, which was, that was just kind of like, all right, well, we're just gonna not talk about that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't know. Yeah, I hope that, I don't know. It's just kind of weird because I do, now that the more we're talking about it, I'm like, oh man, like we're rushing the bachelorette party, we're rushing the wedding. Like I feel like I want more, but I don't know. I feel like this bachelorette party too, it's like she deserves another one because it kind of wasn't one.
It wasn't one at all.
Yeah. Also, can we talk about this dance off thing? Is this a real
thing? Is this a real thing? Because I did not know. And if it is, I want to attend like a dance battle.
Also, I was totally getting like, do you guys remember the Hot Chick movie?
Yes!
It was giving me those vibes. And I'm like, okay, I wanted the dance off so bad.
Honestly, knowing the show, they always talk about things that are like in and they're actually like a real topic. So I'm pretty sure that if you Google it, it'll come up.
I want to do this. Like, I want to go to a dance off. Like, how much fun would that be?
I know. I'm with you. I really want to go too.
Thank you so much.
I can't, but that's just my personal choice.
Fair. I will say I was kind of like, it was just kind of funny how they threw that in there, but I was excited that we finally got to see them dance. But on the other end of that, how do we feel about Alice and the whole resolution with that piece? Because obviously, like, they snuck in, they're at this photo shoot, movie, like music video, like, I'm not exactly sure where she's at, and she offers for them to just dance on set. I'm like thinking, like, time is money. This would never happen.
I love the fact that you bring this up, Allie, because as we're talking about this season, like, obviously we love the show and there are many things about these episodes that I do appreciate, but this, I feel like this episode, and you brought up a really good point, I did feel like this episode was very rushed. And even though, like, we, you know, as an audience, we sometimes have to suspend disbelief and kind of just go along with the flow. Like you were saying, Carla, one of the reasons we like this show is because there was a sense of reality, like we were grounded in reality. But I feel like there were so many things about this episode, I was like, how does that happen? Who has a job where you can just ask to take the limo? What job has a limo? And how do you just like sneak into a basically like a closed set with a jacket over your head and just being like, oh no, she's a celebrity, she can go in. Like, certain plots were rushed and there were certain parts where I'm like, okay, this is happening just a little too conveniently.
Yeah, I honestly just agree with you, Veronica. I didn't like that part at all. I don't think it was necessary. I think a simple phone call could have been nice. Or maybe run into her.
It was still fun, guys. Like, it was still
fun. No, it was fun.
Like, dance.
Was fun, but, like, was it necessary? No.
It would have been fun to see them like dance, like go back. I thought they were going to go back to the dance off and like beat the New Jersey girls or, yeah. Right?
That would have been so much better. Honestly, if they would have been like, okay, problem solved with Alice. Now let's go back and win this because you deserve to be like the bride of the night. Yeah. And then just see them go back and they could have had Alice join them, you know, and take the video and then be like, make it a whole thing. That would have been so satisfactory.
Yeah. I think it's just this whole thing where we're trying to get the point that Sutton wants followers, right? And she actually got them. And I think what we were shown this episode is that she got the followers by being herself. Like, she didn't have to push for anything. She didn't have to, you know, push the label. Alice just wanted her to be her stylist because she liked her and she liked her, you know, authenticity. And I think that's kind of what we were seeing. But what's interesting now is Jacqueline obviously raises the issue that if we don't want to hold the job back from Sutton being Alice's stylist, but we do have money in the budget for her to be a Scarlet stylist. So do you think that this is going to stop her from moving to San Francisco?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
For 100%. Sure. 100%. But like Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, well, I was just going to say, I feel like one of the reasons she impulsively decided to go to San Francisco was because she felt like she was stuck. She felt like she wasn't going anywhere. She had been an assistant for so long, and then she became a fashion assistant, and she's still an assistant. So she feels like she has no room for growth where she is, as much as she loves her job. But now that there's this new opportunity coming along, I think she's going to have a lot more to think about.
I think that I'm going to stick to my theory. It's just not going to... After everything that she did, you guys, tonight, there's absolutely no way she's going to quit her job. It means too much for her. I mean, it means too much to her.
I have a prediction, and I guess I need to save it, but I need to, like, write it down because it just popped in my head.
Okay.
Alrighty. Yeah, I don't know really. Like, we'll see what's going to happen, but it did add a great... you know, point of like interjection into this whole, because it seemed too smooth. Like, okay, well, there's nothing stopping her. Of course she's going to. The girls are supportive. So I think that this is obviously the one thing that could hold her back. But something that's not being held back is Jacqueline and her emotions this episode. She really kind of like surprised me this episode with the whole Ian situation. Only because, you know, obviously she's just as shocked as we are as an audience that Ian was coming back. But I would say this is another one of my predictions that kind of came true in a sense. Because it seems like Ian is back and he's ready to just kind of make things normal. Like, he didn't come back angry. He didn't come back with what seemed like a vengeance. He just came back and acted like it was a normal night. You know what I mean? And so this kind of leads me to believe, like, do you think that what she has going on is just going to stop and she's going to get back with Ian? Because that conversation that they had at the end kind of seemed like she's ready to, like, mend their relationship and what was wrong.
I can see what you're saying, Allie, and that it definitely looks like there is potential for them to amend that relationship. But I'm going to stand kind of like what I've been saying over the season, and I think that their relationship is unfortunately over. But I think them being honest with their feelings is going to kind of allow them to work better as a team, to kind of be there for their children.
Like closure.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
I don't want to agree only because I want Jacqueline to have the perfect life, because she is the perfect everything. And that's the only reason why I want to disagree, because I kind of think that if we didn't get sort of like that nice happy ending storyline with Jane, it would only be fair to at least get it with Jacqueline, because I think that obviously we did learn, you know, Jacqueline has been like not really happy in her marriage. But if you think about it, I think it showed us a lot this episode that she kind of decided to leave, even though like her kids really were really excited, and this could have been kind of the chance for her to like, oh, let me stay home and watch my kids. I don't think that
we always seem to see Jacqueline in a setting where she's always working, or recently we've seen her out on a date or out with girlfriends and are like doing this and that, but we never actually see Jacqueline being a mother. And I think that that would be really nice for us to see where she kind of gets to choose her family, because we've seen her choose her work. We've seen her choose herself. But for the first time in this whole four seasons, it's the first time that we've ever seen her choose her family, because it was really sad to kind of be like, oh, well, you're here, so now you stay with the kids and I'm leaving, you know, which right. kind of be like, we always see that. We always see her leaving. We always see her calling him to take care of the kids. And it's like, it would be really nice to just kind of see Jacqueline take the other side and say, you know what, like, I understand, like, and kind of be thankful for with Ian about everything that he's done in these past 3 years, because she wouldn't have reached what the point of where she's at to be like the chief of this like magazine. I don't think she would have reached that without his support as a partner, you know? And I think that it would be really nice to kind of see them get a happy ending and her be understanding and her be thankful and just kind of her, like, kind of what I'm going to say, which what I already said was like kind of her just being a mother.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah, I like that too. I think that could definitely be an option for her and her storyline, really. But I have to say, I mean, her style, like, this character style is just unreal. Like, I love everything she wears.
I know. They need to come up with an app so that we can purchase.
Oh my gosh. I love that. they should make a real Instagram for Sutton that was like based on the style of the bold type. And I think we would all like.
I'd love that. The bold type post on their Instagram, they do post like the Sutton post or whatever she's like posting.
Yeah, but I'm like, do an actual Instagram. Like, if you're gonna post it, like, I wanna see it. Like, we want to see her style. We want to see where we can get that stuff. Last but not least, we've got our girl Kat, always, yes. you know, fighting for something. So we're continuing her fighting with Adina, or not fighting with Adina, fighting with Adina for a great cause. So she ends up meeting RJ's assistant and getting her to kind of release some information that will help her kind of in a way take him down to make sure that they can post this article or picture. And the way that when she was talking at the end of the episode with Sutton and Richard, it kind of worries me. And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, no, if anybody can do this, it's Kat. Like, she's going to be able to push the, like, maybe she might get RJ to step down from the board, get him fired. Like, I feel like she's the only one that could possibly do that. But then it also worries me because I'm like, but if she's doesn't make it through and then she loses her job, like, what's next for her?
I think that Kat has had, the show has kind of teased a lot of Kat kind of getting into these troublesome situations and always managing to get out of it kind of like scot-free, basically. Like,
yeah,
I think this might be, you know, we can kind of see the writing on the wall what's coming with Sutton and Jane, like their big finale storyline. I think with Kat, her big finale storyline might be this might be a fight that's maybe just one that is very dangerous to go into, and maybe there might be some consequences with her job.
That could be interesting, but I also feel like she's going to take RJ down. Like, I don't feel like she's going to be able to, like, I think she's going to get rid of him. I don't know. I just feel like that's just how she's done things. And I feel like she, even if she takes RJ down and loses her job, I feel like she'd be happy with that outcome and she'd be the one to do it.
I actually hate to agree with you, Allie, but I totally agree with you. I think that with what we've seen this whole season and with what we've had sort of as a complaint as an audience, I think that Kat gets away with everything, and I don't see why she wouldn't get away with this as well.
Yeah, but I mean, it's obviously for like a great cause, but I think that it could cost her career, which is interesting, because then it's like it kind of puts her at a juxtaposition, like, where is she going after Scarlett, which will be really interesting. Mm-hmm. But I think that kind of wraps up everything that happened this episode. So let's get into our special segment. Veronica, would you like to take that away?
Yes. So our special segment is our boss babe. And every week on this show, we like to highlight a real life boss babe, someone who is really making the best. And our boss babe for this episode is Katie Sowers. She was the very first woman to ever coach in the Super Bowl. And she is also the first member of the LGBTQ to be represented in the NFL, like as a coach. And, you know, she basically kind of had like started from the bottom, raising to the top storylines, where she started out as an intern for the Atlanta Falcons. And then she went on to work with the 49ers, where she was kind of an assistant coach. And now she is also, now she's moved up to an assistant offensive coach. And so she is just, you know, really making history here by being so open, by, you know, making these strides. And she even has said like a statement in an interview where we're going to look back and realize, oh, why weren't more women involved in the NFL? And I think that's a very powerful statement. And that's one of the reasons why she is our boss babe for this week.
I love that. And I love her. I love her. She's amazing. So thank you so much for shedding light on such an amazing boss lady. I love this section because there's so many women out there that definitely deserve just even an extra 5 more minutes we talk about because mm-hmm. they're that amazing. Alrighty, let's get into some predictions. I'm going to kick it off this week, if that's okay.
Go for
because
it.
I think that Sutton is going to get married, move, or like say she's about to move to San Francisco. Like literally she's going to get married, pack everything up. And when she goes to have the conversation with Oliver, that's when she's going to get the job offer. Like, I think it's going to be after she's already accepted the move because she's like having such a hard time talking to him about it. And I think that, like, I don't know. I know she wants to give Oliver time, but I think that it might not be as much time as we're expecting. And I think that that's when she's going to get the offer. Like, it'll be after she's married to where she kind of doesn't know what to do. And then she's going to be like, oh my gosh, now I have to choose my marriage or my job, and it's going to be like one of those things, which I hope not. I hope it's not that, but I just kind of feel like that's what would possibly happen. Just because it seems like the wedding's happening so soon, and I don't know, yeah. The job offer's obviously looming. So we'll see about that. And then I have a prediction for Jacqueline, which is I think that she obviously seems to have some sort of like a little bit of regret, but I think that she's going to then really announce this new relationship she's in and like how much fun it's going to be. And then it's going to be kind of one of those things where she now is bringing him into the family light, and like it'll be this weird like, you know, back and forth between like her husband and him. And then maybe that's when she sees them interact, like maybe that'll be a decision factor of like, what am I doing, what's the next step. I don't know, we'll see.
I have two things. So first of all, I want to give a shout out to Logan in the chat who commented a while ago saying, I love the bold type, but they're rushing some of the storylines or just brushing them under the rug, which I dislike. So we talked about that kind of a lot this recap, and I'm happy to see that other bold type fans kind of have similar sentiments about this. He also says, I predict Sutton is going to get the magical wedding she deserves and going to stay in New York with her girls plus her new job. But I actually don't know. I would say with Sutton's wedding, I think she's going to get the job offer, and I think she's going to tell Richard she wants to reconsider moving to San Francisco and maybe even pushing their wedding to a later date because she's going to realize she was being impulsive, and that's going to be the problematic point that we're going to see in the finale.
I basically agree with you guys. First, I think that Jane and Finstripe are totally going to be over, done so, the end. I think that for Kat, I don't know why I'm just thinking this, but I think that Kat moving forward with this might get Adina fired, which might actually get rid. We might actually get rid of Adina, if she moves forward with this, which might
harsh,
be
harsh, Carla.
Huh?
I said harsh. I'm kidding.
I know it's harsh, but like sometimes these ideas come up to my head and I'm just, okay, I'm just gonna say it out loud.
No, fair.
I think that Richard and Sutton are not gonna get married, and she's just gonna, and the reason why is because I think she's gonna get the offer before like they get married because just from seeing the promo, she obviously tells him something that's really upsetting. Like, obviously it's not like, oh, I don't want to get married with you. It's more like, you know what, we should do this in a different way because I don't think I can move. Like, I think she's like, we can get married, but I can't move to California right now. You know, I think it's going to be something like that. And it's going to be upsetting so that they're going to be like, well, why are we rushing this if it's, you're not actually going to move? So, yeah.
Sounds great. Great predictions, ladies, and fun show. Thank you guys so much, obviously, for tuning in. Let us know your predictions in the comments below. We'd love to know them and check them out and maybe shout them out next week. But in the meantime, Carla, where can they find you on social media?
You guys can find me at home on Instagram at I am Carla Beltran. And please, you guys, stay safe. And if you can stay home, please do stay home.
Yes. And Veronica Valencia.
Yes. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at it's me, Veronica_V.
Hey guys, Allie Nasty here. Find me on Instagram, Allie Girl. And of course, like Carla said, social distancing is fun. Let's keep doing it. And we love you guys. Make sure to follow AfterBuzz TV on all social media platforms. We'll see you later. Bye.
I'm Maria Menounos. Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.